Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 345 for Monday, April 13th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were narrowly mixed on choppy trading Monday. Canola values were just below unchanged to $3.10 higher. The May contract came in 10 cents under at $453.90 per ton, while the most frequently traded July contract came in 40 cents higher at $454.90 per ton. Trading action was volatile, with the old crop lagging the U.S. markets in the early going. Traders were reluctant to sell in case a weather issue develops. Commercial demand remains solid, and there are continued concerns about a lack of soil moisture in Western Canada. European rapeseed futures were slightly firmer, which provided some support. However, losses in U.S. soybeans and soy meal weighed on values. Large world soybean supplies also put pressure on prices. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all down. Soybeans were down 2 to 3 cents, with the May contract down 2 at $9.48 per bushel. Brazil's agricultural agency raised its forecast for the 2014-15 crop to 94.28 million tons. That's up from the March forecast, which was just at 93 million tons. China continues to import a steady stream of soybeans. However, it appears most of their interest is centered around supplies coming from South America. The strength of the U.S. dollar continues to make life difficult for exporters of U.S. soybeans and other grains. Corn was 5 to 6 cents weaker, with the May contract checking in at $3.71 a bushel. Spillover selling in wheat contributed to the downturn in corn, along with rain in the U.S. Midwest. Dry conditions in many portions of the Midwest have been alleviated by the moisture just in time for spring planting. However, there are still concerns about too much moisture in the Mississippi Delta, with planting efforts there already delayed. Investors are waiting to see U.S. inspection numbers, which are due out later today. Wheat was lower, down 21 to 22 cents per bushel, with the May contract in Chicago down 22 at 504 per bushel. Rainfall on the U.S. southern plains pressured prices, as the moisture is expected to help the hard red winter wheat crop in many areas. Rainstorms are also expected to hit Texas and Oklahoma in the next 2 days, as well as additional rains after that. Spring wheat plantings in the U.S. are still only in the 5 to 10% range. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, April 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.